Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I feel like there's two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will drive over stuff that's on the road, or people that'll avoid it.
Okay.
What type of person are you?
I'll drive over it.
I'm going to say you see a milk carton on the road.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Want to know how it got there, but you'll drive over it.
Yeah.
I used to be one of them, and then I went out my way to avoid a plastic bag today. And I don't know whether I, as a person, is changing, or I just can't really afford to fuck up my car anymore. It's probably the latter. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
I promise I'll have this out on time this week. Don't know what I did last week.
What happened?
So I was really organised last week, and I, you know, got home from recording and I scheduled everything then and there. Because obviously we had Ryan Carrick on our TMU.
Oh yeah.
That needed to get up. That needed to get up. And then what I did was, I'm used to scheduling the Patreon for the Monday. I also did that for the main. I fixed it on Sunday evening, but this was...
Oh, you dumb bitch.
Dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, that's you, girly pop.
That's me. Here's a little reminder. Vote for us in the listener's choice. If you wouldn't mind, First Irish Podcast Awards. We'd really appreciate it. Link is in the top line in the description. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I would like if you did that for us.
Yes, and we're also on Patreon. So for 60 euros, you get 5 extra episodes a month, as you just heard me saying. We had Ryan Carrick on last month. Very funny guy. Very funny guy. And we talk about stuff that happened during the month. A little bit risque, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff that we're afraid to say in front of a paywall. So we'll say behind it.
To get cracking, something that happened today.
Oh yeah, go on.
Rita Ora got married.
Oh, for fuck. I feel like today was a mad day.
Yeah, it was.
Izzy Miyake's gone.
I know.
Olivia Newton-John. God bless. The woman, I can't remember her name. Sorry, I'm sorry, Anne, her name is in a coma. An actor. She was in... I don't know why I cannot think of any movie, but she's in loads of movies. Do you know what I mean? You'd know her face.
Oh, okay.
Bear with me now. Hang on a sec. Her name is Anne. Something begins with a H, I think. And she's in a coma after a massive crash in LA. I will come across it now in a second. I will put respect on her name by mentioning it. But hopefully she'll be okay. It just felt like... You know, hit after hit after hit today with, like, stuff going on. Who did Rita Ora marry?
Tika Waititi, your man who, the director.
No way!
Yeah. I love the way they're, like, secretly marries, as everyone knows about it.
Yeah, he's a gas man.
He is a gas man.
I've seen Thor, Love and Thunder, went to see it.
Yeah, how was it? We talked about this,
did we? Oh, we did, yeah. Sorry, I think it was on Patreon.
We did. She'll be known as... Mrs. Waititi Ora.
Waititi Ora. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, there you go.
Was Rita Ora...
Private intimate ceremony in London.
London! Go be London!
And she's already changed her surname.
Okay.
Just don't...
Predictions, go on. Give us your best shot there, Carla.
I'm angry at this.
Why? You hate Rita Ora anyway, but... Because we did a whole episode, a whole Patreon episode on what is Rita Ora.
I don't even hate her. I just don't know what she... Just what is a Rita Ora, do you know?
She just likes to conform to what everybody wants her to be.
Yeah, I just feel like she's a pick-me girl of the entertainment industry. That is just the like the absolute ultimate, you know. Geez, they're very handsome together, I will say.
Kids are going to be crap.
Jesus, they're fucking gorgeous. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm not a fan. And I always thought it was weird because their like relationship started with that kind of like that threesome on the balcony.
Mm.
And that just so disingenuous. There's something really disingenuous about, well, her, but also that pairing. I'm like, how did that start with like a threesome on the balcony and then you just had to get married? I don't know. To be honest, one of the biggest things that annoys me is this like celebrity desperation to get married all the time.
Yeah.
It really bugs me. And I don't know why. I think it's just so, again, disingenuous. But I'm like, just, I know their lives move at a much faster pace because they don't have the barriers that we do.
I was going to say, is it the euphoria of it all?
I think it's because their lives are lived at such a rapid pace.
Mm.
They don't have like money issues most of the time. They don't really have like money issues.
Mm.
There's a lot of benefits. I'm sure, like, I'm not trying to be cynical here, but like there is a ton of benefits for them always to getting married. It's like throwing a party.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, I don't know what it, it's real like, oh my, our love is just,
oh no, yeah.
Just, and just fucking whirlwind. I just had to do it. So I'm like,
yeah.
Like you, everyone, the problem is, it's like everyone knows, like it's great and all, get married, do whatever you want. And like anyone can get married.
Hmm.
But
when it's celebs, I know what you mean. It's like,
it's not like I'm trying to protect the sanctity of marriage here, but it's like, there's just something about it. I'm like, did you have to go and make that much of a fucking fuss?
It nearly feels like as well, it's kind of like, have you not seen the history of most celebrity married couples
like,
ever?
Why are you marrying to get divorced and like air all your shit out in court? Like, I don't want to read about this in 2 months.
They're always such ugly breakups as well. I suppose it's because you're hearing it. It could be like that with like us peasants as well. But
well, I definitely, like, I mean, I don't really know anyone who's had a delayed, well, no,
I know a few messy divorces.
That's what I mean. I don't really know anyone who's had like a gorgeous divorce.
To be fair, the conscious uncoupling type.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Like maybe after a couple of years, but like I don't really know.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really know any breakup that's been not that there hasn't been some resentment in.
Yeah, that's true. And fair. Absolutely fair. Do what you want, but stop getting married.
That's my thing. I'm like, we get it. I totally believe that you're in love with each other. I don't think you have to shove it down my throat with a fucking gown and a big elaborate wedding.
Yeah.
And as much as they're like, oh, they got married in secret and all that other kind of stuff, then why is it out?
Yeah, exactly. Tell us in 10 months and maybe then we'll respect you.
Or like, there's plenty of people.
Like, ah, oh, fair play.
Yeah.
They didn't look for the presents.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know. And now I feel like people are almost going anti-marriage where it's like, we're going to have a beautiful tiny little ceremony.
Yeah.
Because we're just better than you.
Tell her.
Yeah. We're just so private. We're so private. I'm like, Rita Ora, there's nothing private about you.
That's very true. No, there's like, not.
You have been prancing in front of us for a decade.
I did you watch 50 Shades the other night?
I did. Oh, guys, I had a little self-care week. Well,
did you?
I did, and
I tell you that I watched it the other week and I fucking couldn't look away? I was cringing, really? But I was like, oh my God, I can't look away. And then Rita came on the screen, there I was.
And she's like, da-da-da-da, a petit flu. I was like, yeah, Rita. No, that wig was a crime.
It was like she was trying to be part of the Great Gatsby. I don't know what it was. It was just, like you said, it's
very
criminal.
Strange. Like, the whole time I was like, strange hair and makeup would go off.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, okay.
I feel like there was a bit of nepotism there. She had to have known somebody on the crew to get, like, I don't, yeah. So it was such a weird insert.
I feel like, because I was looking at
she had one line. There was no need.
Literally, like, petit flou.
Yeah, she had a much bigger role in the book, I think.
She didn't. I think her character, I don't mean to be getting all fucking deep in it, but like, I think her character in the book was trying to like show this other side of Christian, like family man, cares about his sister.
Well, it wasn't more so that
can be a helicopter pilot, cool guy.
Yeah, but was she not like in the story, in the book, and it again, it was 2012 when I first read this, Was she not a biological child of the parents and he was adopted? Was that not the part like that that was supposed to play, or was she adopted as well?
I thought they were all adopted. Now, I okay, could be yeah. totally so, yeah, that could be wrong. It,
and they were trying to portray like how close the family are. Even
that's what I, that's of, what yeah. I mean. I think they were trying to be like, oh,
look at how deadly this worked.
Get
out.
Ready.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise, because I was reading about, have you seen all the TikToks of Aaron Taylor Johnson going around?
No. Who is it?
He's an actor. He's in Bullet Train. You know that new movie with Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt?
The English
fella. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hot one. But there's loads of, like, you know, the TikTok ad. I don't know why these come on my For You page. But like,
Me,
I don't know why. Me, they're like comment. But there was loads of stuff going on about him. And I was like, oh, God, yeah. And I wanted to look up. I remember, like, the main, and this is kind of a bit mad, but, like, the main thing I remember about him is the fact that he's married to Sam Taylor Johnson.
Mm.
Who's obviously 20 years a senior.
Okay.
And I just never thought that that was okay.
Yeah, okay. Like,
fair. And they've been married for 10 years now, I want to say.
Okay.
So he's 31.
Right.
She is 55.
Right.
There's a bit more of an age gap there. But she directed 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
And I remember the whole time I was like, because I'd watched 50 Shades of Grey and then this happened the next day. And I was like, would you look at that? I was only watching one of her films last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Not mad.
Yeah, mad.
So, yeah, there you go.
Right. Let me roll it back. It's Anne Hetchy. She was Ellen DeGeneres' ex for Portia. You would not look at the face. Do you know her?
No, I don't know her.
You definitely, you know her. You know her?
Oh, I know her there with the pixie cut. Yeah, I do know her.
You do know her. What I mean. She's in loads. She was in a really bad car crash 4 days ago and she has lung damage and she's in a coma.
Oh my God,
I know, that's the thing. Like, I'm just, maybe it's Hesh. No, it's Hate. Oh, hang on. This is Hesh. Yeah, so H-E-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I hope she does get better. Like, it's just mental.
Super crazy.
Super crazy. Loads of stuff happening.
Super crazy places, mad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I saw a thread the other day, and it reminded me, we did something similar to this on Patreon before, mm-hmm. I feel. I don't know how long ago it was, but I feel like sometimes when I think we did something 2 months ago, it was actually 2 years ago. But it's stuff that
we're going to have to start recreating half our episodes.
Yeah, we are, just to make them
current.
Just reinvent.
You're like, sorry I said that. That was mad ignorant. I've changed my opinion.
Actually, there's so many fucking things that I've said in the past that I'm just like, oh God.
That's okay, I want to get that off that hill. The nature of conversation.
Not going to die on that. Yeah. You know, get off that hill. Roll down it. Have a little bit of fun while you're at it. But kids, stuff that parents said to kids when they were growing up, that were absolute lies. Some of the stuff that I'd seen, I was like, my parents told me every single one of these.
Really?
And I was like, kind of thinking, and we'll get into it afterwards, what, try and have a little think, what are the lies, like, what, Bobby's age, when he grows up, what are the lies that I was telling him to just get him off my case? Do you know what I mean? So have a little think.
When you swallow chewing gum.
No, so this, no, these are the old school ones, but I'm just thinking in modern day life, what is
what
going,
what would you tell your kid?
No, as in, like, when Bobby is 34.
Yeah.
And he's thinking of the lies that I told him when he was younger.
That's what I mean. What lies are you telling him?
Like, that my phone is dead, so he can't have it. Do you know what I mean? Modern age stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's completely different. So try and think of stuff that kids that are probably going to be saying when they're 24 going, oh my God, my ma used to tell me that the Wi-Fi was gone and that's why I couldn't play Roblox. Like, do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's going to be so different.
That's crazy.
Do you know? Now, I'd say that a few things will still stand. But, like, here's just a little few of them. So, one, if you went out with your hair wet, you'd catch a cold, or even worse, cold's evil older sister, pneumonia.
That, I thought there was truth to that, no? I thought there was truth to that. So, you know, when you sit on a cold wall, it can...
It affects your actual physical being, like, as in your bones and stuff. But once you heat up again, you're going... Like, a cold is a virus. You have to inhale that from somebody else. Do you know what I mean? And then it gets... Pneumonia is just a worse version, like, if it progresses. Do you know what I mean? So, weather cannot give you a cold. It's an absolute myth. You're looking at me shocked. Weather cannot give you a cold. You can't get a cold by going out with wet hair or like not wearing your cardigan.
No, full on, I thought.
Now listen, there are airborne viruses, don't get me wrong. You don't have to be like in close vicinity. I
thought, like, you know, if you don't wear a jacket.
Yeah, no, that doesn't... Like, it'll make your bones cold and you know what I mean? You could end up... I think there's truth to things like getting kidney infections when you sit on the cold ground. And, you know, Don't start.
I swear there is.
You know
something.
What I mean?
Yeah.
No, but going out away, that doesn't automatically give you a cold. You would have to, it would be so coincidental if you caught something that was airborne at the same time and you put it down to the wet hair, like, or the no jacket. Yeah. Like, that's not a thing.
Well, you were going out.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you're going to catch your death in that. Because you'd have your legs out.
You know, it's just not a thing. Like, it's fair as I, like, I'm to be proven wrong, but I remember reading this years ago and going, oh yeah, like when you cop it.
But surely being cold puts a lot of pressure on like your immune system.
Oh, listen, hypothermia is definitely a thing, but like that's a completely different, like you don't just catch a runny nose from having wet hair going outside on a cold day.
That's news to me.
Do you know? Because when I read it years ago, and like even we'd be talking about stuff like through the years working in pharmacy and stuff, like cold season coming up and you kind of get refresher courses and stuff like that. And it's like,
and why do people get colds when the weather's worse?
Because I think it's something got to do with airborne viruses. I think they're more common. And no, I'm not, again, lads, don't fucking start. I'm not, you know what I mean? So I'm like, she hasn't got a clue. Because I don't, you know what I mean. But as far as I remember hearing, like scientifically, you need to catch a virus, like you have to inhale. You know what I mean?
I would like to look into that.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Tell me though.
How could they all be lying? How could they all be lying?
Because it's one of those myths. It's just one of those.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. It sounds pretty crazy.
Anyway. Second one, if you made a face and the wind changed, you'd be stuck like that.
That was just to stop kids being rude, though, no?
I think so, yeah. To stop them from sticking their tongue out or crossing their eyes or, like,
you
know,
doing that. What's the issue with sticking your tongue out as a kid, though? I'd rather that than it give the finger.
I think...
I've seen more little children give the finger than I have with their tongue out.
Yeah, I suppose... decorum, probably an element of that.
It's very... I feel like it's very medieval.
But I do feel like it's also a thing that kids... would have done more commonly back in the day. Like, you know, like you didn't have seatbelts in a car. You would be swinging around and sticking your tongue out with the car behind you. Do you know? Or you would be behind somebody, you know, making a, you know, the scrunched up lips face. But like, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Again, I can see why you'd interpret it as rude.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's also like a kid just being a kid, no?
Being a little bit mischievous.
Like, would you care if Bobby was running around sticking his tongue out at me?
I think it depends on the situation.
Depends on the context.
Yeah.
Who's doing it in like the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Would you be scared?
Yeah, like it does. Yeah, it comes across as rude. I suppose you're just trying to fucking condition them, aren't you?
Well, you're trying to make them behave, but like kids don't.
Yeah.
That's the thing about children; they don't.
I know. It's supposed to teach them what society accepts, I suppose.
But that's. I think that's more. That's where I'm like, is that very medieval?
Yeah. It's ingrained into us. Yeah, it's the same as like curse words. They're words.
Yeah.
But they're still, like I, you could say the same for like if you said something really offensive about like a group of people or whatever, and say they're just words as well. But in terms of like, you would get a child would get in trouble for saying the word fuck. Just no context. Just the word fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's like. You know what I mean? It's that kind of, don't say that. It's a word. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily, you know what I mean? It's not as bad as actually targeting somebody and calling them whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I don't know.
I'm just trying to think in my head. I'm like, with curse words, it's like kids love them because they're expressive, and yeah. generally the reason why they tack onto them is because their parents are.
Yeah, like, and they're also.
If you're sitting there going, ah, bollocks.
Yeah.
They sense your tone rather than they sense the words. That,
yeah, exactly.
And they sense your reaction more than anything.
Your emotion. And then they, when you did, they do say it to get a reaction out of you and makes them do it more because they're like, well, if I say this, you know, going to have a bit of an altercation. They fucking love altercations.
Oh, you know? Yeah, you're right. The only way you can get sick is if you come into contact with a virus.
Oh, you're giving
cold air can irritate a condition you already have. Yeah. Like asthma or anything like that, which can make your body more receptive to a cold. So, like, you know, glandular fever.
Mm. I feel like any fever is definitely a virus that you cut off somebody. I'd love to know where they start. Who was the first person to have it? I got
glandular fever, and I didn't know I had glandular fever, which is like one of the, like, my sister had a glandular fever when we were younger, and she was out of school for like 6 weeks.
It really takes
it out of you. But at this point, I was just running on empty. It was right around the time that I had my transfusion anyway, and I only actually found out that I had glandular fever when I had my transfusion. Because they were like, you were very sick. Here's some other things that we found. So yeah, they were like, let's have a look.
Tested everything.
Yeah, they were like, let's have a look. This is, yeah, you had remnants of that virus in you. But I remember I was out. It was Halloween. And I was out on a night out. And I was so ill. But I was battling through it anyway. And we went back to a gaff party. And I was shivering. And one of the lads just kept fucking coats on top of me.
Because
I was so cold. It was only two roads away from my house.
I remember you saying this. Yeah.
And I walked the wrong way up the road. I was looking down. I was so cold. I was shivering so badly. I was looking the wrong, and I ended up walking toward the village rather than.
Oh god!
There was only two roads away, so yeah. I. Just, but you know when you're like, I can't believe I just walked a whole road away rather than
when you have no energy. That
yeah.
Like when you are actually floored with the actual flu, just you know people say cold.
You're like,
flu,
I can't actually.
Oh no, you
bring my hand to the glass.
I remember like especially around the time of swine flu and stuff like that, people coming into the chemist and like they look crying. Crying in front of me because it took them all of their might. They couldn't drive.
Yeah.
They'd walked up to just fucking beg for something to take them out of their misery. Like, when somebody's really suffering with an actual flu, and not like man flu or just a really heavy cold, like proper no energy. It is horrible.
It's funny because my friend got COVID and she said she couldn't, like, she actually couldn't reach out to the glass of water when she was lying on the couch. She was I couldn't move. And I was like, mad.
Yeah.
But that was probably the closest I felt to being that kind of sick.
Yeah. No, I've just, when you get food poisoning, it's the same feeling. Yeah.
Well, Tom's still not, that's what he thinks kicked off his whole situation.
Really?
Yeah. He had food poisoning and he couldn't move for 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
Like 2 weeks.
And the same physical feeling.
Three people.
No energy, muscle pain.
And it was a meeting at the hospital.
Oh God.
It was in a work meeting. And three other people that were at that work meeting ended up in A&E.
Oh Jesus.
And so many people were sick.
What were they eating?
I think he thinks it was from, because the biggest thing that you, or the worst thing that you can catch food poisoning from is vegetables.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like one of the most dangerous. I wish he was here because I'd actually get him to give us a quote. But because he looked into all this.
You're reading the Go Health book now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have thought chicken. I think like,
well, that's salmonella. Yeah, no, you can get, it's something to do, I'm not even going to try and muddy my way through
it's
this.
It's probably just got to do with cross contamination stuff.
It's something to do with something.
Oh God.
You know, but anyway, vegetables, because when we went travelling, he was really, really dodge about eating veg.
And that's,
he was like, I'd rather eat chicken because it's cooked than eat veg that came from.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was real sketch about that.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, and he's real sketch about veg now.
He was God.
And he was like, I identified it was peppers. I know what it was from. It was from peppers.
It so must be whatever's living on them or the bacteria on them.
So, yeah, there was something. Like, I don't know if it was in the wax or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to
Jesus
make up the theory, but he did a good bit of
Matt
research into it afterwards because he was like, I've never felt so bad in my life.
Oh yeah, it's horrendous. Yeah. And if you're lucky, like, you get out of that in like 3 days, but like fucking hell, I've had it before. In
2 weeks.
I had a batch of chicken wings, I remember, and before we even paid the bill in the
you
place,
were gone.
I was like, oh my God, I feel you're so green. Fucking ill. Like, it was instant. So I was like, this
yeah,
is. And it was so long ago that I'm like, did I feel sick? I feel like I probably did feel a bit weird before I left work because I was meeting a friend. And I was like, maybe it was that. And then it was hard to know what it was because I did have chicken wings.
Yeah.
And it was when I lived in Summerhill, and I swear to God, halfway home, I had to stop to puke out the car. I got home, wow. I puked out the whole thing, and I could not move a muscle. Like, it was like the worst vodka hangover you've ever had.
Oh, no,
that's exactly the feeling. It's fucking horrendous. Yennefer. Horrible.
Yennefer.
Yeah. You just don't have the, you know, the fear and desperation because you didn't self-inflict, which is always a good thing.
But I will say, you are more likely to get bitten by a shark than you are to have true food poisoning.
Yeah.
So it used to crack me. Anytime I, like, when I used to manage people, and I get the, I think I food poisoning, I was like, now you're more likely.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You are more likely to.
Stop.
I'd be like, no, you've dodgy tummy, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
It's fine, but don't call
it. Don't be like, blaming food people. Poisoning.
Yeah, no. I had the girl that used to do my eyebrows. She turned around to me. She couldn't find, she was invited to a wedding and she couldn't find a dress for her. And she really didn't want to go to it. And she's living in Dubai now, so it, like, I feel like it's safe.
So you can rip her out of it.
But she said, she was like, there, and she was just one of the fucking driest people. Do you know what I mean? Just, she'd say something and she wouldn't bat an eyelid and you would be falling off the table with laughter. But she was like, oh no, I couldn't find a dress for the wedding and I was pure stress. And she was like, I was going to eat a bit of raw chicken just to get out. I was like, Shannon... Or sorry, her name is Megan. I was like, Megan, like, fake it, no? And she was just like, no, I feel too bad. She was literally going to eat a bit of raw chicken to get out of this fucking wedding because she couldn't find a dress. I was cracked up.
People are mad, aren't they?
It was just so funny the way that she, but her delivery of it was just brilliant.
You were like, her delivery is better than mine.
It was better than mine, I had to explain it. Next one is see same. Like, as in making a face and you would stay like that. But in this case, it was, if somebody, like, smacked you in the back, you'd stay like that. Physically smacked you in the back. Chances, very low. But my ma would tell me, like, making a face.
Yeah.
If somebody smacks you in the back now, you're going to be stuck like that. And I was like, who wants to smack me in the back?
What's to smack you on the back?
Who's coming for me? Like, that's what I mean. It was so random.
From the wind to smacking on the back.
No, it was just another variation.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I'm like, why smack on the back? Like, with the wind, I almost feel like when I was younger, I could rationalize with it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the wind, and then you're going to stop. Do you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid.
If there was a strong wind, especially.
Yeah, you'd be like, that would make sense. And it always reminded me of The Wizard of Oz for some reason. It had big Wizard of Oz energy.
Oh.
Don't really know why.
Right, okay. Makes absolutely no sense. There you go. This one, I think a lot of people can relate to, and still a bit iffy. It's illegal to drive in the dark with the car interior light turned on.
I thought that this is true.
Yeah. Everybody
thought it was true. Because it distracts you, doesn't it?
It makes your visibility. If you're on a back road and there's no street lights, it makes it harder to see outside the car, but it's not. I don't think it's illegal. Maybe I think it's handier for people reading in the back.
I didn't hear it was illegal. I heard it was dangerous.
No, I heard it was illegal.
Okay.
And so I think a lot of people are only waking up to this in 2022.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, so that's not illegal.
I thought it was unrecommended.
You go ahead and read your book. And I feel like a lot of modern cars now probably have like an interior light for the people in the back.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Kindle too. Not back in the day though, not in them. Not in the wagons.
I used to have a little magnifier light. It was like a Game Boy. It was a magnifying glass with a light on it so that you could play your Game Boy. Because there was no backlight on a Game Boy. And I used to use it for my little books as well.
Do you remember the backlight for the Game Boy? It was this big attachment, like an arm.
Yeah.
Remember the kit you'd have for your Game Boy? Yeah. The whole idea of a Game Boy was that it was easy to travel with. And you'd have this big pouch with all this mad shit in it.
I remember my pink pouch. Oh, Jesus Christ. And a big block of a yolk.
You're slotting in the games, you'd be like blowing in the...
the little car, the little ship. This is something we touched on already. Sitting on a cold surface, i.e. a wall or the ground. I think it might be related to kidney infections, and I do think that can give you a cold in your back, as they say. But that this other one was that it'd give you piles, which isn't true.
Is it? Sitting on a cold or wet surface can lead to piles.
Can it?
This is one of the most common hemorrhoid myths. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
While sitting on a cold or damp surface may not be the most comfortable, rest assured it's not going to give you piles.
So a pile is, it's a blood vessel that's after swelling up. Trigger warning for anybody who feels faint with this stuff. But yeah. it's an expanded blood vessel and at your anus.
And it comes out of your bum. It's out of your bum bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't understand, unless if you're really tense and like tensing up and applying pressure, that sitting on a cold wall is not going to give you a pile.
That's so interesting. If you go on to hemorrhoid information, it'll tell you all about this.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's more so constipation and like child labour and stuff like that.
Child labour?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you're pushing. Yeah, that makes sense.
And there's pressure on your pelvic floor for the whole 9 months. So like you can get them from. But pregnancy causes, it's the worst constipation. I swear to God, my first couple of weeks, Jesus Christ. I had to go home from.
Reroute.
Yeah. I had to go home from work one day. I had the worst constipation ever when I was pregnant. I had to go home sick one day because of a fart. I think it was stuck in my stomach.
Sorry, what?
I swear to God, right? I couldn't walk. I physically could not move my legs. And I was only, I'd say, 3 months. I don't even think the news was out, like. And it was just so bad. I was keeled over in pain. I ended up getting home. I was on the couch for about half an hour. And I feel like when you lie, there's a lot of stuff about when you're pregnant and you lie on your left side, because it's got to do with where the placenta and the umbilical cord and all is placed. It's better for oxygen and all for the baby, but it makes things move easier when you lie on your left side.
Okay.
And next of all, the biggest fucking ripper I've ever let in my life. And I was brand new. So then I concluded, I'm at a going home sick from work because of a fart. That's how bad it can be.
Like, if you're not well, you're not well.
Yeah, and then it's the constipation as well. So it's just constant pressure on you for the 9 months. Your slim chances of you getting out of there without a pile. Very slim chances. If anybody has ever gotten one removed, let us know. Somebody bit of excess skin still there, do you know?
You guys hit us up with your stories. Thanks a mil.
Do you know? Be nice. You know? I'll whack through a few more seaweed holidays, like general food stuffs. Carrots can make you see better, and crusts can make your hair curly, i.e., like, you know,
yeah, they were spoofs, we knew that.
Yeah, spinach/greens entitled you to automatic muscles. You know, basically insert.
Spinach is good for iron, though.
It is, yeah, but it was all got to do with Popeye for the muscles and the spinach. So I think it was more so like insert food that you want the child to eat here with insert the
character
power that your child wants to achieve here.
And
then we will do this.
Little cartoon.
We will do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Your hair straight? Oh. You should eat your crusts. You get that. My sister was told that.
I said she was wolfing them.
She has got the heaviest stray hair. Like, not even a. Which leads me on to my next one. Not even a calf's lick, which most people thought when you had a calf's lick, a cow was out there licking you when you were a baby. And that's why you had a little kink in your hair.
What does it mean?
You know, the little kink in your hair. Yeah, some people have them in the front of their head.
It looks like when a cow.
A calf's lick, yeah, and it just stays like that.
Interesting.
Some people call it a cow's lick. Black tongue is the result of a liar. So you know, like, kids are shite liars, do you know what I mean?
I know, you're like,
do you know, like, the parent knew that the child was lying, so they got away with this whole thing, stick out your tongue, you have a black line on your tongue, and then the kid believed it because they were shite liars and we knew they were lying.
Do you ever look back to some of the lies that you told?
Oh,
and you're like scarlet at how I thought I was getting away with that.
I know, yeah.
But I was so convinced that I was so stealthy.
You are a liar and a necklace. Go the fuck out. That's like.
That was it.
That was it. You were a liar and an actress. And it was just that kind of. I got away with a lie. First time going to the shop, me and my friend, unsupervised. We went to Horma because we knew this would happen. Went to Horma. Hey, Bridie, any chance we can go up to the shop unsupervised? See what Jen's ma says. Go over to Sheila. Sheila, Bridie's at the saying, yeah, can we go up to the shop on our own? Ah, well, if Bridie said it was all right, that's okay then. So then we went back to Bridie. Sheila said, yeah. Off we popped. I ratted on myself because I felt so guilty, but we got away with that one.
More of a half-truth than a lie.
Well, we just played them off.
Was your mum fuming? Was she all right?
I don't think she was. I don't think she was grand.
Because if my daughter came up, I'd be like,
fair play.
Get better at this.
Exactly.
You did not shoot anyone.
Like,
yeah, like your homework calm down. Is to get better at lying.
I literally went up to her. I was like, Mom, I owe you. I was like, I lied and Bridie didn't tell it. You know what I mean? My mom was kind of like, calm your tits. Like,
believe me, you're going to need to tell.
We were going
to
let you do it this summer anyway. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Another one was a little birdie. Had a big fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Because, again, our elders knew everything. So when they came to us and said, little birdie told me, they already knew.
Because we were not in any way inconspicuous.
No.
So you'd be like at a sleepover screaming, I fancy Josh.
Yeah.
And your mum would be like, little birdie told me that you fancy Josh. And you'd be like, where the fuck did you hear that?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
Exactly.
Tell me what the right
Where is this fucking bird?
Where?
That was the
How code. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you'd leave like evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
There was no.
Your little diary. Gosh, your ma's reading it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That key does fuck all. She opened it with a screwdriver.
I don't think I'd ever. I never had one. I think I had, like, I tried to. I'm sure I tried. I'm sure I saw in a movie. I was like, do you know what? New personality trait unlocked. I'm sure.
Yeah.
At some point I did. But I don't think I'd ever encourage.
What?
A diary or a journal. Not. Even though journaling is, like, hip and trendy.
Yeah, no, don't be leaving evidence. The paper trail is not good. You know, like a pump that you pump air into your like little bicycle tires with? That if you put that near your skin and pumped it, you get warts.
I never heard that before in life.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We got that. I don't know what the reasoning was behind it.
Because
again, warts, virus.
Sorry guys, you know, gotta tell you, it's a virus.
If you get warts once, you're susceptible to warts. It's like herpes. That's it's in your blood.
Yeah.
Tough shit, you have it for the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure they'll have vaccines for it in time to come, but that's just
what it is right now.
But my dad was mad into bikes and we used to always mess with his pumps, and I think that's what his problem was. Just didn't want us to, do you know? Another one, the milkman is your real dad. Or your ma's gone off with a coal man. She could be gone to the pub, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it used to be just one of these things. I've gone off with a coal man. Do you know what I mean?
That's very rude.
A lot of people said going to see a man about a dog as well.
Yeah, going to see a man about a dog is a phrase though. It's not a lie.
Yeah, but it was just one of the things that kids just automatically accepted. They were like, okay. Some probably very disappointed that a dog never came home. And then the last one was the animals going to the farm. Going to the farm.
Oh, I had a few. I had birds that flew away.
Yeah.
Snoopy ate them. My rabbit escaped. Snoopy ate it. Snoopy really had a hit list.
My sister had about 11 rabbits and they all went off to the farm.
Really? Mr. Bigglesworth got taken down by Snoopy. And then so did Libra and Luigi.
Oh, no.
My birdies. And then they replaced them with two that looks the exact same, except Luigi wasn't as fat as he was supposed to. Luigi was my sister's Libra, was mine.
Okay.
And
you hate Libras. Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Because it's a long story how they got a Libra, but anyway, I thought it was the coolest name ever. And this is also, I was 8. But yes, so all of these things. And yeah, I still kind of half believe it because I almost don't want to think that it happened.
I know, yeah.
So I'm like, how did Snoopy do? But also, my thing is, if I had a kid, like if Bobby had a rabbit right now and you walked out the back garden and you saw the corpse of a rabbit. I couldn't hack that.
Yeah.
How was Ray hacking that?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
I've had a lot of animals. Like, I've had a dead budgie recently. Do you know? So I can kind of hack it. Yeah, poor old Milo. I don't know what happened to him. Now, to be fair, like, towards the end, he kept lifting one of his little legs up, his little claws. And I brought him to the vet, a general vet. Based in Trim.
Okay.
Definitely a cow vet. Like, you know, the farm vet. Don't know why I was bringing a budgie. I felt sorry for him. And she thought he's, like, really old and you're after getting, you know, ripped off by this old pet shop and he probably has kidney failure. And then one day I came home and Callie, the other budgie, was just standing on his chest, kind of going back and forth, trying to wake him up.
Trying to give a little CPR?
Yeah, but it's not as sad. Now, a dog is different. Jesus Christ, a dog is different.
Yeah.
But like for a little kid, you would have to just leave them blissfully unaware of the real circumstances. You know? I have to put a trigger warning on this so that nobody's listening to the car with their kids. I don't think they would. Sorry. If you do, you're not smart. You're not a smart person.
Don't have it on in the kitchen.
All right, it's about that time. Have you got an unpopular opinion?
Yeah. It's a short of unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that I've noticed.
Okay.
So hash browns. Yeah. Hash browns are great, yeah?
Yeah. I was about to say, don't fucking slander.
Tater tots.
What are
Enter they? Tater tots.
Are they not croquette potatoes?
No.
Oh, potato.
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 Croquette potato is mashed potato with a hard breaded crust.
Yeah.
A tater tot is that same fine chop of potato in a bite-sized deep fried piece.
It's
like a chip, but
in a chicken ball.
Better, similar, not with batter.
Okay, what?
No batter.
What is the jacket? What?
The jacket's the potato. Do you get me? Deep fried.
See now.
Very.
I'll challenge you.
Very
on that.
Fucking gorge.
Cause something that I don't like.
Oh.
Potato cakes, which are basically the same thing.
No, potato cakes are a different type. Honestly, you have to trust me with this. They are top tier. They're like.
And tater tots are more so American.
You can't really get them. They're called, like, so the McCain's do a version called hash brown bites.
Okay.
They're as close to tater tots, but they're not 100%.
Right.
But tater tots are like, oh, I made my own. Not too long ago. A lot of work.
Okay.
A lot of work.
I feel like that would be so hard to make, to try and keep the inside soft. No?
No, it was actually not too bad. I made them in the air fryer and everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, look, I just think that somebody has to represent, because there's just not enough places over here that do tater tots.
No, there isn't. And you're manifesting that for the country.
And I'm trying to bring that through, you guys. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to bring it through.
Get on to a few TDs, I wonder.
Yeah. I could.
Potato D's. Hash browns, though, I think, for the moment, in Ireland, top tier. Yeah?
Hash browns are
I love a croquette, Carla.
No, I'm over them. I'm sorry. I can't get with it. It's not a thing that I can get with.
I love them, and I don't have them enough. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, okay. Have you got a stomper?
I do.
Carla's stomper of the week.
This is a tune that I just know you're not going to like.
Okay.
But you're just going to have to get into it. So it's Tinashe and Jeremiah.
Okay.
And I love both of those artists.
You liked, yeah.
I love Tinashe. I swear she is one of the most undervalued people in the game. But this, I love it. And it starts off immediately good.
That's not bad.
Just, I always play it in the car, and I'm like, I actually love this song. Every time it comes on,
be
I'm
great,
like, yeah.
But it's so woofer. Yeah, see, this is where I'll skip now.
And it's very much like this.
Oh, it's just continuous. Have we a bridge and a chorus now?
This is just, well, this is the bridge and the chorus.
Worst.
Fuck off you. I always listen to the Stomper playlist.
Yeah.
I always listen to the Stomper playlist. And
there's
I'm
a million
like,
listens on Carla's playlist. All Carla.
It's all me. I really like my and I had it on, I didn't know what playlist, because there's a couple that I go between.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had it on, and I was like, this is such a good playlist. And it was fine. I was like, oh my god, this is exactly my music taste.
Do you know what though? I would love to go back to 12-year-old Jen listening to now 72 and just let her know what she was in for with Spotify.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, babe.
Don't you worry, babe. Yeah,
don't you worry, child.
You're gonna be able to have
the shit you media songs.
You want.
They ain't gonna be
you
on
can,
it.
You don't need Westlife. Yeah. You can just skip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even skip. You don't even need to have them there. They don't even need to surface on this fucking thing. You know?
You can just exist. You can just
do
vibe.
What you
can
want.
Thrive. You can be you.
Yeah.
Just be you, girly.
Yeah.
Be you, baby.
Even those fucking songs that your dad plays that you secretly like.
You can pop them on a playlist.
Pop them on a playlist.
Name it after your dad.
Yeah. In the summertime. In the
winter. Very good.
That's a good one.
Very good.
Thanks a million for listening. Please visit the links in our description. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.